as we enter into the period of the 3 weeks again, painfully. It's appropriate to focus on the bracha of Ra'eva and Yenu, the bracha where we daven for Geula, the bracha we ask Hashem to see our affliction, to see the pain of Galus, to beg Him to redeem Klal Yisrael, to redeem the world. So first things first, Ra'eva and Yenu, see our affliction. Seder Hayom says, first things first, the affliction, the real affliction of the Galus is we don't have the ability to learn Torah and fulfill mitzvahs as we ought, because there are circumstances that are somewhat out of our control. We're stuck in the mud of Galus, and therefore we're not masters of our own spiritual destiny, because the challenges of Galus are so great. Forced expulsions, economic insecurity, the fear of attack, abuse. That impacts our ability to be able to learn with a clear head, to fulfill mitzvahs with full devotion. Galus is painful, and it takes its toll. Therefore, we ask Hashem to see our afflictions, see how difficult it is for us, and how we don't want to be here, and redeem us, so that we can serve You properly, Hashem, find favor in Your eyes. We won't stumble, we won't fall. We will be faithful to You. Included in this is that no thought, no desire of any Jew ever goes to waste. Zayah Kaddish says, Leka Ruas Satava Disabad. No good thought goes to waste, because Hashem keeps every pure thought, every desire to grow, every request for redemption. He keeps it very close to Him. Begging in this way creates a tremendous sense of Nachas Ruach v'Kadosh Baruch Hu. As it were, Hashem shows His heavenly hosts how His children, despite the difficulties and the challenges of Galus, are still holding on tight, still begging Him, still yearning for Him, still relying on Him, still leaning on Him. That itself ought to be a zchus, to merit the redemption. And so what we're asking for, Hashem, see deep down inside in our pneumius how much we want You, how much we need You, how much we want to be close to You, Hashem. Allow us to have that privilege of being able to serve You with a full heart, with a clear mind. Redeem us for Your sake, so that we can serve You, make Your name great in this world.